Today's daf is Megillah Daf Gimel, and we are three lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis, V'Amar Rabbi Yirmiya V'Teimer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freda, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi Ben Yuta, Gittel Bas Chaya, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Nos and Yosef ben Yehudis, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Chayin Nechama Edel bas Sarah, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Shainzel bas Yitel, Elio ben Silla, Hannah Perel bas Yechevid, Rafal Kahas ben Fego, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned. Le Ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Rivka bas Asher Zelig, and Eliezer Yosef ben Mendel. So, yesterday, at the very end of the very long daf beis, the Gemara mentioned a halacha that is Nogeya Mikra Megillah, specifically a walled city dating back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So we saw the Mishnah said that people that live in a city that's walled, whose wall dates back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun, read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. But the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's not only the people that live in that walled city, but it's krach v'chol ha-samach loy v'chol ha-nira imoy. We'll see more about that at the end of today's daf. But the Gemara says that any city that can be seen from the walled city, or any city that's close to the walled city, it too would read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar. And the Gemara said, Ad Kama, meaning there must be some shear of a city that can be seen from a walled city where we say that if it's within some proximity, then it would be considered like a walled city itself, and it would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. But the Gemara assumes if it's so far away, even though you can see it, Lechura wouldn't have the halacha of a walled city, and you would not read the Megillah on the 15th day. So what is the proximity? Said the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said, V'itema, some say it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that said, the shear is a mil. He said it's the distance from Chamsin to Tveria. That was very important, because that was telling Chazal that if you want to know what the shear of a mil is, just measure the distance from Chamsin to Tveria, and then you are going to know. So the Gemara brought a halacha that some say Rabbi Yirmiya said, others say Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Nogeya, the laws of Mikra Megillah. The Gemara now is going to do what it does in Agadat HaSugyos, that is digress, and in this instance, the digression is going to be that the Gemara is going to bring other halachos that have the following in common. Some say it was Rabbi Yirmiya that said the halacha, and others say that it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that said the halacha. So what do the next Gemaras have in common with this last Gemara that we just chazered? Did Rabbi Yirmiya say it? That's what some people say. Or did Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba say it? That's what other people say. Regardless, a few classic Gemaras. The Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, V'item Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiya and some say Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Menatzpach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Endachov, Tzoyfam Amorim. We received this concept from the Nevi'im. So, number one, what's unique about a Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Fe, and Chaf? These are the five letters of the Hebrew alphabet that are sometimes written one way and other times are written another way. You have a Mem, and then you have an M, the Mem. You have a Nun and an Endanun, a Tzadi and an Endetzadi. Same is true for a Pe, and the same is true for a Chaf. So the concept that we have, not just Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Fe, Chaf, but an Endemem and an Endanun and an Endetzadik, what's the Makar to this? Tzayf from Amarim, this was something that was contributed to us by the Nevi'im. As if to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibel Torah Misinai Umasara LeYeshua, there was no such thing as an Endemem. But somewhere over the course of the generations, the Nevi'im added to Torah literature, one of the things they added was this concept of the Endemem, the Endanum, the Menatzvach, says the Gemara V'tisbara. Rabbeinu Shalom, how could you say the Vaksiv? The Pasuk says, at the very end of Sefer Vayikra, Eilah HaMitzvois, HaShetziva Hashem Es Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael, Bahar Sinai. And we learn from the words Eilah HaMitzvois, these are the mitzvois, meaning the mitzvois that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden on Har Sinai will be the mitzvois La'ilam Vod. Abein Novi Rashoy L'chadash Dava Me'ata. A Novi has no right to be mechadash any. Anything. Now, Pashat the Pasuk means Eilah HaMitzvos. A Navi doesn't have the right to be Mechadash HaMitzvah. But the Gemara is saying that not only doesn't a Navi have a right to be Mechadash HaMitzvah, a Navi doesn't have the right to be Mechadash anything. A Navi can't tell you sometimes mem and sometimes endemem. A Navi can't tell you how to write a Sefer Torah, how to write tefillin, how to write mezuzahs. They can't even alter the Aleph Beis. Afraid the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yirmiyahu or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba say, menatzvuk tzeifim amorim? Don't we have a policy? We have a rule, Eilah HaMitzvahs, that a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish anything. For Oit, says the Gemara, additionally, Amar Rav Chizda, didn't Rav Chizda say, mem the samach shabaluchais, benes hayoimdim? The mem and the samach in the luchais stood miraculously. What does this mean? So we know that the Aseres HaDibris were engraved inside the luchais. But Chazal say they were engraved through and through, meaning it went, did the letters from one side to the other side of the luchais. Said Rav Chizda, if that's the case, how did the endomem stand? How did it exist inside the luchais? If you're going to engrave an endomem through and through, the middle of the endomem is going to fall. Yet it stood because you were able to read the endomem. Must be benes hayoimdim. The same was true for the samach. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're going to tell me menatzvuch tzeifim amarim, that all the enders all came from the Nevi'im, but in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu we didn't have them, the luchos, which were written be'etzpelikim, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel miSinai, seemed to have had the endomem. The kasha is not from the samach. The kasha is from the endomem. So the chura two kashas. Number one, how can you tell me menatzvich tzeifim amarim? Don't we have a rule? Eila mitzvahs and nobis not allowed to be mechadish anything. And besides, mem, the endomem of the luchais, benes hayoimdim. So you see clearly in the times of the luchais, we already had these letters. So the Gemara says, in, you have to say, really mehava hava, meaning these letters existed. However, lehavi yadi, but the chachamim didn't know, hay be'emtza teva, hay be'soif teva. Fascinating. Meaning, when Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel the Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, there's mem, nun, tzadik, fechof, sometimes are written one way, and sometimes they're written another way. Stating that, the chachamim, at some point, didn't know exactly which one of the mems are written in the middle of the letter, and then which, the end of mem, is written at the end. Vasu tzayfim v'tekinu, that's what the tzayfim came, the Nevi'im did, and they said, psuchim be'emtza, the ones that are pasuch, the ones that are open, will be in the middle, teva v'stumim b'sayf, and the other ones are going to be at the end. So the Gemara says, that answers the second question. That answers the fact that Rav Chizda said there was an end of mem in the luchais. The kasha was, how could you tell me that the Nevi'im were mechadish the end of mem? You see, it was in the luchais. Now we're saying, of course it was in the luchais. We had the mem and the end of mem. We had the nun and the end of nun. What we didn't have was a knowledge of which one is supposed to be in the middle of the word and which one is supposed to be at the end of the word. All the Nevi'im are doing is telling us which is which. But in the luchais, it was clear. So as a result, it's not a kasha, the fact that it was inside the luchais. The problem is, at the end of the day, it still sounds like the Nevi'im are being mechadesh at the very least, which one is supposed to be in the middle and which one is supposed to be at the end. So says the Gemara, at the end of the day, Eila mitzvah shein navi yasa l'chadesh davar me'ata, they're still being mechadesh something, meaning we answered one kasha, we didn't answer the other. Elo, the Gemara says, you have to say a different teretz, shakchum v'chazru v'yastam. The teretz is, of course, menatzvach was not the creation of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im don't have the credentials to be able to do things like this. Torah is leib b'shamayim, you can't use nevuah to be mechadesh anything in the Torah. Nevuah was all about giving mussar, delivering messages that Hashem wanted communicated to his people, usually related to tshuva, etc. But in terms of halachos and mitzvahs, ein navi rashoi lechadesh davar me'ata. So what does it mean, menatzvach tzeifim amarim? It means at some point, these letters were forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought the letters back, but they weren't being mechadish something. All they were doing was reinstating something that had been forgotten. Moving along. Another thing that some say Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, and others say Rabbi Barabbas said, Targum shel Torah, the Targum of Torah. As in Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum Unklus Hager Amro. Who was the author? Everybody knows this. It's called Targum Unklus. So it was written by Targum Unklus, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, and he wrote it in the name of his Rabbeim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, respectively. So Unklus Hager was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and he was mekabel for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua the Targum Shel Torah. So that when he wrote it, really he was writing what he had received from his rabbis. Targum Shel Nevi'im. What about the Targum on Navi? Yonis ben Azil Amr. Yonis ben Azil is the one that wrote it, and he wrote it mipi Chagi Scharia Malachi. The names of Chagi Scharia Malachi. Now, Jewish History 101. Yonis ben Azil was not a Talmud of Chagi Scharia Malachi. We know who Yonis ibn Azil was a Talmud of. He was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. He was the Gadol Shebekulon. Yonis ibn Azil lived hundreds of years after Chag Yischari Malachi. So you have to say that Yonis ibn Azil, who said it in the name of Chag Yischari Malachi, it doesn't mean that he literally heard it from them, but he was just saying over Mesoira from Chag Yischari Malachi. So Unkla Sager was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Yonis ibn Azil wasn't a Talmud of Chag Yischari Malachi, but he said over from Chag Yischari Malachi. Says the Gemara that when Yonis ibn Azil wrote the Targum Shal Nevi'im, v'nizdaze Eretz Yisrael arba me'ez parzal arba me'ez parzal, the entire Eretz Yisrael began to shuckle, a treisol. Yotz Nabaskel, the Baskel came out. V'amra mi who's Eshagilas the Sarel of Ne'adam? Who's this person that's revealing my secrets to regular people? Amad Yonis ibn Azil arachus. Yonis ibn Azil got up and he stood on his feet. V'amra and he said, Ani who Eshagilas the Sarel of Ne'adam? It's me. Guilty as charged. However, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't do this for my own covet. I didn't do it for the covet of my father. I did it for your covet. It seems that Yonis ibn Azil was observing machloikis in Klal Yisrael, machloikis and had to understand different psukim in Nach, and it's for that reason that he wanted to reconcile it. So what did he do? He wrote the Targum Shal Nevi'im, something he had a Mesoira on from Chag Yischari Malachi, and lived like this, he was able to resolve. Says the Gemara, Targum Shal Ksuvim. After Yonis ibn Azil wrote a Targum on Nevi'im, he wanted to write a Targum on Ksuvim. Yotza Baskel, another Baskel came out, for Amr Loi and said, Dayecho, enough, meaning, Adkan. What you did on Nevi'im is okay, I understand. But at the same time, this is not okay. What's the reason? Because if there would have been a Targum on Ksuvim, the Targum would have given us clues as to when Mashiach is supposed to come. And we know it's this week's Parsha that even Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megalo the Kates, but it wasn't okay. It's not okay for us to know when Mashiach is going to come, and it's for that reason we can't have a Targum of Ksum, says the Gemara. The Targum Shal Torah, Unkelus Agera, one thing at a time. Is that true? Targum Shal Torah was written by Unkelus Agera. We know it is a Targum Unkelus. We take it for granted. It's based on a Gemara. Mikilo Daf Gimel Amen Aleph. But says the Gemara, is that really the case? For Omer Rav Ikebar Rabin, Omer Rav Chanan Omer Rav. Rav Ikebar Rabin said in the name of Rav Chanan, will say in the name of Rav. Maidik said, what's Pshat in the following Pasuk? And this is a Pasuk, Rashi says, in Sefer Ezra, but if you look it up, it's really a Pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah. Rav Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas is Mitzayin another Rashi in Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi does the same thing. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah as being in Sefer Ezra. There would seem to be some idea that maybe Ezra and Nehemiah are really one Sefer. But regardless, what's this pasuk? It says Vayikru Bas Sefer, B'Toyras O'Elikim, M'Foyrash, V'Soyim Seichel, V'Yavinu B'Mikra. So this pasuk is describing the level of fluency in Torah that the Yidden had in that generation, the generation of Ezra and Nehemiah. This is the beginning of Bayesheni. Says the Gemara, V'Ikru B'Sefer Toyras O'Elikim Z'Mikra. It means they knew Mikra. M'Foyrash Z'et Targum. They knew the Targum. V'Sum Seichel Elu Apsukim. They knew where to begin and end the pasuk. V'Yavinu B'Mikra Elu Piskei Taimim. They knew the trap. V'Amri L'Sum Se Elu Amesiris. They knew the psukim of Chaser that have Chaseris. So sometimes you have a word that's written one way, but it's pronounced another way. There's a machlokes throughout Shas. Yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesayres. When it comes to darshaning the pasuk, do we darshan it based on the way it is written or based on the way it's pronounced? But regardless, this dar, they knew all those things. But one of the things it says they knew was v'sum seichel or mefayrosh zet targum. It says they knew the targum. Now, this is the beginning of Bayesheni. This is the times of Ezra. This is the times of Nehemiah. This is hundreds and hundreds of years before Unkelus Ager. So, Freik the Gemara, Unkelus Ager is the one that wrote the Targum Shal Torah. He was Mekabalit from his Rabbein, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. You see, in the times of Ezra, they already knew the Targum Shal Torah. Says the Gemara, you have to say, Shokhum v'chazru v'yastam. You have to say that it's true. In the times of Ezra, they knew it. But then somewhere along the way, it was forgotten. And it was Unkelus Ager that worked on it. He was Mekabalit from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He's the one that brought it back. Talk to Gemara. So we mentioned that Unkelus Ager is the one that wrote Targum Shal Torah. And Yonis ibn Azil is the one that wrote Targum Shal Nevi'im. Now the Gemara said that when Yonis ibn Azil wrote Targum Shal Nevi'im, Nizdaza Eretz Yisrael Arba Meis Parsa Al Arba Meis Parsa, the whole Eretz Yisrael began to shuckle as if to say there was this massive earthquake. It doesn't say anything like that as it relates to when Unkelus Ager was Mefarish the Torah. So it says the Gemara, Maishna Day Raisa the Lois Daz, when Unkelus Ager was Mefarish the Torah, doesn't sound like anything happened. Vad Nevi'im Nizdaza, but yeah, when Yonis ibn Azil wrote his Targum on Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael was Nizdaza, says the Gemara, the reason is simple. The Eraisa Nifrisha Milsa. Because Targum Unkelis is a Pirish. It's just Pashup Shan and the Pasuk. The Navi, Ikimili the Mefarshim, Ikimili the Mestamab. When it comes to Navim, the Psukim sometimes have hidden secrets. And the Targum on Navi sometimes reveals and discloses those secrets. In fact, what was the Baskel that came out after Yonis Ibn Azil wrote his Pirish? Mihu Zev Ezehu, Shagila Sisara Levat, Vnei Adam. Who's the person that revealed the secrets? The Targum of Torah doesn't unlock any secrets, whereas the Targum Shel Navi does, and it's for that reason there was this reaction, says the Gemara. What's an example of Targum Yoinesin, the Targum of Navi, that somehow tells us something that we otherwise wouldn't know? So the Gemara gives an example. D'chsev, here's the example. And this is a Pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yudbeis. Bayoimahu. So the Pasuk in Zechariah describes something that's going to happen in the end of days. Yigdal ha-mispad bi-Yerushalayim. There's going to be a hesped, a eulogy in Yerushalayim. K'mispad ha-darimoin be-vikas megidon. And it's going to be a hesped that's going to parallel. It's going to be like the hesped of Hadad Rimon, which took place in Vikas Megidon, says the Gemara. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, if you wouldn't know the Targum on this Pasuk, you would have no way of knowing Poshepshat what this Pasuk is saying. Rav Yosef, by the way, was a big bucky in Targum. So Rav Yosef was a big bucky in Targum, and Rav Yosef said that if we're not for the Targum on this Pasuk, you would have no. Because what does the Pasuk sound like it's saying? It sounds like it's saying that there's going to be a big hesped in the end of days, and the hesped is going to be like the hesped of Hadad Rimon. Sounds like he was a person. And where was his hesped? In Vikas Megidon, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef said, you know what's really going on? But Yemahu Yaske Misbad of Yerushalayim. There'll be a hesped in Yerushalayim. That part is true. Kim Misbadad the Achav Bar Amri. It's going to be like the hesped of Achav, the king Achav, one of the kings that have no chelik in Olam Haba. The Kotel Yase Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon, who was murdered, he was assassinated by Hadad Rimon. So we're not referring to the hesped of Hadad Rimon. We're referring to the hesped of Hadad Rimon's victim, the hesped of Achav, who was murdered by him. Where was he murdered? The Ramayz Gilad. And it's going to be like the hesped of the great king Yoshio, the Kotel Yase Pari Chagira, who was killed by Pari Chagira. He was killed by Pari. The Vikas Megidai. In Vikas Megidai. So Sedriv, the Gemara, look at this Pasuk. Pasuk describes the hesped that's going to be in the end of days in Yerushalayim. The hesped is going to be like the hesped of Hadad Rimon, whose hesped was in Vikas Megidon. That's not what it means. It's going to be like the hesped of Achav. It's going to be like the hesped of Yoshio. Regardless, so this is just one example of where you see the Targum of Navi isn't simply being Mefarish a Pasuk, but the Targum of Navi is actually disclosing certain secrets. That's why there was this very dramatic reaction to what Yonasan ben Uzziel did. It's interesting, when Yonasan ben Uzziel used to learn Torah, Kaloifa Peireach, right? It seems like every time he learned all the Sidrei Hateva, everything is turning upside down. He was Mefarish, Torah Shel Neviim, this Baskels, Nistaza Eretz Yisrael, Arbameus Parsal, Arbameus Parsal. It almost feels like Yonis and Benazir l'shitosoi to that famous Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. But the Ein Kama Koyim Elahar. But before we go Vaita, only because these Gemaras are so classic, so just a few short Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is, so the Gemara says that Unkelis Hager wrote the Targum Shel Torah. Yonis and Benazir wrote the Targum Shel Neviim. It sounds like Yonis and Benazir never wrote a Targum on Torah. It sounds like Unkelis Hager didn't write a Targum on Neviim, right? It's Pashut. Unkelis Hager wrote the Targum Shel Torah. Yonasan ben Uzziel wrote the Targum Shel Neviim. Just to say it a little bit sharper. Yonasan ben Uzziel lived well before Unkelis Hager. Yonasan ben Uzziel was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken who lived approximately 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. Unkelis Hager, we said, was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So he's already second generation after the Churban. So they probably lived 150 or so years apart from each other. So it's like saying us today going back to the Chasam Sofer. It's a long time ago. But the point is, Yonis ibn Uzziel sounds like he wrote a Targum on Navi. He didn't write a Targum on Torah. Because had he written a Targum on Torah, then you wouldn't need Unkelis Hager 150 years later to write a Targum on Torah. We would have had it already. Yonis ibn Uzziel wrote the Targum on Navi. Unkelis Hager wrote the Targum on Torah. As they state in Marsha on this Gemara. Says the Chida in Pesach Inayim, right here in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and he sends you to what he wrote, Mo Barichos and Shem HaGdoilim, and we have two related great bites on this, and that is, if that's the case, we have in our Mekrois Gedoilus Chumashim, Targum Unkelis on the side of the Chumash, and we also have Targum Yonasan. So says the Chida, The Marsha is mashma, and it's really very mashma that way from the Gemara, that Yonis the Menazil never wrote a Targum on Torah. He wrote a Targum on Nevi'im. 150 or so years later, Uncle Sagai wrote a Targum on Torah. So what's Targum Yonasin? So it says the Chidah, Li Nira, it's a mistake. There really is no Targum Yonasin. What do you mean? We have Targum Yonasin. He says, probably what happened was, there was a Targum that used to be referred to as Tuf Yud. Now people assumed there was Targum Yonasin for good reason, because there is a Targum Yonasin on Nevi'im. But the truth is, the Targum Yonasin is only on Nevi'im. The Targum Yonasin was never written ala Torah. So what was that Targum? It was a Targum Yerushalmi. That's what it was. But the point is, it wasn't a Targum Yonasin. It was a Targum Yerushalmi. It's very mashma that way from the Gemara. It's mefurish in the Marsha. It's even more mefurish in the Chidah. The two related raid bites are Targum Yonasin part 1, Targum Yonasin part 2. Very straightforward. It's a more deep dive into this whole inyan of, do we have Targum Yonasin ala Torah, or do we not have Targum Yonasin ala Torah? It matters, by the way, because if there's a Targum Yonasin ben Azil, that means when you learn something in Targum Yonasin, it's a Tana talking. It's one of the greatest Tanaim to ever live. It's Yonasin ben Azil. So from a halachic, authoritative perspective, the ramifications you would think would be very, very prominent. But that's l'chura, a ha'ara that comes out of this Gemara. That's number one. Number two is, the Gemara says that really we never had a Targum Shel Torah, but we developed this Targum Shel. Who wrote the Targum Shel Torah? Uncle Sagai wrote the Targum Shel Torah. Why did he write it? So the Gemara says, because it was forgotten, and then afterwards, he brought it back. So I think this is Pashat, just to appreciate Jewish history 101. So again, there was always a Targum Shel Torah. In the times of Ezra, they had Targum Shel Torah. And then somewhere along the way, it was forgotten. And then Uncle Sager felt that we need to do something, so he sat down, he was mekabelit from his great Rabbein, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, and he writes what we have today, Targum Unkelus. When did this happen? It happened around the time after the Churban. This is something we talk about a lot. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Malka v'sareh bagoyim ein Torah. And the Vilna Gaon said that it's Mavur. That when the Yidden went to Galus, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this is a Pasuk in Eicha, when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, when it was Malka v'sareh, Man Malchi Rabbanon, who are the Sareh? These are the ones that are the Sarim on the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the Sar of Torah. So Malka v'sareh bagoyim ein Torah. And the Gaon said that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't just lose the Amud of Avoida, but we lost the Amud of Torah as well. The world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilus Chasad. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost the pillar of Avodah. We don't really have the Avodah the way it's supposed to be done in the perfect sense. We're not bringing Karbanas. L'chura, we have Torah, though, and we have Gemilas Chasadim. Said the Vilna Gaon, Malka v'sareh bagoyim ein Torah. That not only don't we have any more the pillar of Avodah, but we don't have the pillar of Torah either. And says the Gaon, if that's the case, the only pillar we have today is Chesed. Chesed is the only thing we could do today, the same way we were able to do it when there was a Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, at the end of the day, there's many, many Chazals that seem to say that the Geula is going to come because of Chesed, because that's really the one thing that we're able to do in a perfect way. Avoida, we can't do Avoida in a perfect way. We could daven, we could say Tillim, but real Avoida is to bring Karbanos, and that's not something we're able to do. Torah, Avada, we can learn Torah. We can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the real Vahore, Neinu, B'Seira, Secha, that's not something we have, because Malka, V'Sareh, Bagoyim, Ein Torah. The one thing we do have is Chesed. The Gaon said, that's why we say in davening, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir HaSecha. Said the Vilna Gaon, what do the two have to do with each other? Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, and we'll be able to bring Karbanos. Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir HaSecha. As if to say that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is Chariv, we're missing out a little bit on V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir HaSecha. Said the Vilna Gaon, yes, because Malka V'sareh B'agoyim Ein Torah. I think this Gemara is saying this. What happened was, the Yidden always knew the Targum Shel Torah. Who didn't know the Targum Shel Torah? Then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, slowly, slowly, Shikchas HaTorah started seeping in to the point where Targum Shel Torah, what's Targum Shel Torah? The Gemara says, Pashtu Pshatim Psukim. It's had to literally be Mavasadra. You can't do it. Today we have Rashi, but once upon a time, you had Targum. That was the tool that people used. So more people knew it. But now all of a sudden, they didn't know it anymore. Why? Because Malka V'sareh B'agoyim Ein Torah. So Uncle Sager has to write a Targum
avunculus. What would happen in the next generation? Rabbi Yudan Asi would write the Torah Shavah Peh. That was big time. That was Eis Lassi Slashem Eferet Teresecha. That's already violating Allah and the Torah. That wasn't even so posh. But this is, you see, the Shikras HaTorah seeping in. That's the second Hara. The third Hara is that the Gemara says, one example of where you find that Targum Shal Nevi'im is so fundamentally different than Targum Shal Torah. Targum Shal Torah is just a peerish. That's all it is. Targum Shal Nevi'im, oh no, they were ready. We're revealing secrets, and that's why there was this incredible cosmic reaction when Yonis ibn Azil wrote his pirish, his commentary on the Navi. Says the Gemara, what's an example? Says one example, a pasuk in Zechariah. The Navi Zechariah describes a hesped that's going to take place in the end of days, and it says this hesped is going to be like the hesped of Hadadrimon Bevikas Megidon. It sounds like it'll be like the hesped of this Hadadrimon. But the Gemara says it's not really what it means. Rabbi Yosef was metargim. It's going to be like the hesped of Achav, and it's going to be like the hesped of Yoshio HaMelech. So I saw in the Chassam Sofer, he brings from his Rebbe the Hafla. He said, I heard from the Rebbe a Dover Nifla on this Gemara. What was this hesped that Zechariah was describing? This is a Gemara. Gemara we learned together not so long ago. It's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. In fact, the Gemara says some achloikis. Some say that this hesped is the hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. In the end of days, there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef before there's going to be Mashiach ben David. And Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. And when he's going to be killed, there's going to be a big hesped. And this is the hesped that the Navi Zechariah was describing. But there's another man d'amar. The other man d'amar says that hesped is going to be the hesped for the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is going to be slaughtered. And when the Yetzirah is killed, there's going to be a hesped. It's going to be a tremendous hesped. And that's the hesped that the Navi Zechariah was describing. If you look in the Gemara, Masech Tesukah, Daf Membez, Amud Aleph, so the Gemara gives a dramatic account of what the hesped's going to look like, according to the Manda Amar, that the Navi Zechariah is describing the hesped of the Yetzirah. Says the Gemara, L'asad lovei mevi'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzirah, v'shoichtoin, he's going to shecht it b'fnei ha-tzadikim u'b'fnei ha-risham. In the presence of the tzadikim and the presence of the risham. Tzadikim, nidum lehem kehar gavoy. The tzadikim, when they're going to see the Yetzirah geshochten, they're going to see this big mountain. V'rishayim nidum lehem kechot ha-sayro. They're going to see a here. Halalu boichim v'halalu boichim. Says the Gemara, the risham and the tzadikim are both going to cry. Tzadikim boichim, the tzadikim are going to cry. They're going to see this mountain. They're going to say, Heich yachonu lichbeish har gavoy kazeh. They're going to be crying. They'll be so overwhelmed with emotion. How are we able to make it through this life unscathed? We did it. We succeeded. We were able to overcome every Yetzirah. We scaled every single mountain. They'll be so overwhelmed, they'll be bawling. For Rishon boichim, and the Rishon are also going to be crying. They're going to look at the Yetzirah after they did the Avera, after the illusion. And they're going to say, Heich lo yachonu lichvesh eschut ha-zayra hazeh. How are we able to give up everything over this? And the Gemara says that as the tzaddikim are going to be crying and overwhelmed, how are we able to do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be tameya imahim. He's going to say, you know something? Even I don't know how you did it. But regardless, this is the Gemara. So the afla said a dover nifla. Said the afla that the Gemara says that at that hesped, the hesped for the Yetzirah, halalu boichem v'halalu boichem, the tzaddikim are going to be crying and the Risham are going to be crying. He says that's what the Navi Zechariah was saying. The Navi Zechariah describes this hesped. He says, "Bayoymahu yigdal hamisbed biYerushalayim kimisbad hadadrimon bevikas megidon." And Rav Yosef said that really what the Navi was saying is that this hesped is going to be like the hesped of Achav and like the hesped of Yoshio HaMelech. Ma'inyan Achav Eitzel Yoshio HaMelech. They couldn't be further apart on the spectrum. Says Daflat's exactly the point. He said when Yoshio HaMelech died, who cried? The Tzadikim cried. He said when Achav died, who cried? The Rishayim cried. Because the Tzadikim was Bavoid Rishayim Rino. So the Navi is being Megala that there's going to be a Hesped where everyone's going to be crying. The Tzadikim are going to be crying and the Rishayim are going to be crying. Halalu Boichim, Halalu Boichim. Zok the Navi Zechariah. The way the Gemara explains in the Megillah Daf Gimel. Bayoy Mahu Yigdal HaMispeid Bi Yerushalayim Kimispad HaDadrimoim Bevikas Megidon. There's going to be a Hesped that'll be like the Hesped of Achav and like the Hesped of Yoshio HaMelech. It'll be like the Hesped of Achav. All the Rishayim are going to be crying. But it's also going to be like the hesped of Yeshio HaMelech. All the tzaddikim are going to be crying. Dover nifla. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'ro'isi adni Daniel levadi es hamara. This is a pasuk in Daniel. So Daniel says, I saw this mara. There was a certain vision Daniel saw. V'anoshim mashra hoyu imi. But the people that were with me, lo yiro es hamara. They didn't see it. Aval charod gedoy l'nafla aleim. But at the same time, they were overcome by a fear. They didn't even know why. V'an yivruchum beichave. and they ran to hide. So the Gemara says, number one, man ninu anash. Who are these people? So Daniel says, I'm walking with people. I saw it, they didn't see. But even though they didn't see, they got very, very scared and they hid. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Tamer Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbo. Hence, we're discussing this now. Again, some say Rabbi Yirmiyah said it. Others say Rabbi Chiya. That's mamish the name of the sugya. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Tamer Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbo. Say Chag Yischai Malachi. You want to know who it was? It was the Nevi'im Chag Yischai Malachi. Says the Gemara, Inu Adifim Minei, V'iyu Adif Minayu. They were, Chag Yischai Malachi were greater than Daniel. V'iyu and Daniel was greater than them. Inu Adifim Minei, they were greater than him. The Inu Nevi, V'iyu Lav Navi. They were Nevi'im and he wasn't a Navi. Iyu Adif Minayu. Daniel was greater than them. The Iyu Chazu, because he saw, then Ulai Chazu, and they didn't see. If they didn't see my time of Yisus, so why did they react so dramatic? They didn't see anything, so why were they so scared? So the Gemara, even though they didn't see, but their Malach, their Sar, that watches over them and protects them, that's tapped into things that they themselves couldn't see, saw, and that's what caused them to be frightened. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Shmam, you know, you see from here, Hayman the Mivis, if somebody's scared, means your mazel must have seen something metaphysical, and therefore you're in danger. Meaning, if you suddenly give azah shakal, there's a reason. Maitakanti, what should you do? Likri kriyishma. So the first line of defense is say kriyishma. Meaning, there's someone or something out to get you, and you need to be protected. The protection is to say kriyishma. The Balaturim says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema. It begins with a shin, Shema. And it ends with a dalet, echad, right? So it starts with a shin and ends with a dalet. That's the oisius shin dalet. Says the Balaturim in Parshas Veschanan on the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's a remez that Shema Yisrael, that pasuk, protects against sheidim. It protects against mazikin. So the Gemara says, what's the first line of defense? Maita kante likri kriyishma. V'ikam b'makom hatinoifes. Let's say a person's in a makom hatinoifes, meaning he's in a dirty place, a smelly place, a place that you're not allowed to recite kriyishma. So lynch of miduch de'abrigamidis. You should jump for ames. Say kriyishma over there. V'iloy, and if not, le'mahachi, you should say the following. Iza de beitavchi shmeina minoy. You should say that the iza de beitavchi, the goats that are by the butcher, they're fatter than me, and instead of chepping zich with me, you'd be better off going to chepping zich over there. So just two ha'aras before we get to the next Gemara. And that is, so Daniel says that he was walking together with people, quote unquote, says the Gemara. Who are these people? Chagis Chariya Malachi. He saw something, they didn't see it. Even though they didn't see it, they got scared. So the Gemara comments, and the Gemara says, you know, you see from here something. You see that Daniel was greater than Chagis Chariya Malachi, and you see that Chagis Chariya Malachi were greater than Daniel. How do you see that Daniel was greater? Because he saw something that they didn't see. But at the same time, you also see that they were greater. How do you see they were greater? The Gemara says, because they were Nevi'im, but Daniel wasn't a Navi. So how do you even read this Gemara? Daniel wasn't a Navi? First of all, what did he just see? He saw some vision, so obviously that's Navu. What does it mean that Daniel wasn't a Navi? So Rashi says, Pshat, Rashi says that the Inu Navi, Shenesnavu li Yisrael b'shlichusay shalmakim. They were Nevi'im because they had been sent on missions on behalf of Hashem to go speak to the Yidden. Daniel was never sent by a Kadosh Baruch Hu with any Nevuah. So they had Nevuahs. They had missions that they were sent to go for, but he himself never had. And it's for that reason he's, in our Gemara, referred to as not being a Navi. L'chura, the Pshat is, the Rishonim say that the word Navi doesn't mean vision. What does the word Navi mean? It's Miloshin Niv Sfasayim. It means to talk. A Navi was a Medaber. In fact, there's a famous Drasha Saran where the Ran says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was perfect, but he had one blemish. He was a Kvat Peh. He was an Aral Sfasayim. He didn't have a good Koyach Adibur. Freak the Ran, how could it be? Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all time. Navi means you're a Medaber. So how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest speaker or the greatest Navi didn't have the Koyach of Nevuah? He didn't have the Koyach of Niv Sfasayim. It almost is paradoxical. So the Ran gives a famous teretz. The Ran says, because had Moshe Rabbeinu had a Koyach HaDibur, it would have on some level discredited his whole Nevuah, the whole Matzev, because people would have said that maybe he wasn't really delivering such a good message, but at the same time he had a Koyach HaDibur, and because he had such a Koyach HaDibur, so it's for this reason he was able to convince anybody of anything. So it's for that reason that he wasn't given a Koyach HaDibur. But the point is that you see from here that what is a Navi? A Navi is someone that's a Nivs Fasayim, and that's what Rashi means. Says Rashi that of course Daniel saw. There's no question he saw. But at the same time, Daniel was never given a shlichus. Daniel was never given a message for him to be able to give over. And of course, he was never given a message. So it's for that reason that Daniel in our Gemara is not considered a Navi. Let me get invited. Like says the Gemara, going back briefly to Daf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara had said that it says in one of the psukim at the end of Megillas Esther, "Vayomim ma'ela niskarim v'nasim bechol dar v'dar, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina u'medina, v'ir v'ir." And the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis darshan the words medina u'medina, ir v'ir, ayin shama daf beis amud beis. It says the Gemara v'hash, v'damer medina medina v'ir v'ir v'joshua. Now that we darshan the words medina medina v'ir v'ir, mishpacha u'mishpacha mayasa, presumably there's a joshua for mishpacha mishpacha as well. So what is that joshua? Meaning, what are we going to darshan from the words mishpacha mishpacha? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, lahavi mishpacha is kuhuna v'levia, shemevatlin avaydasan uban l'shmai mikra megillah. The pasuk is telling us a very important halacha, that there are families that you would have thought maybe are exempt from the mitzvah of Megillah, and that's what Mishpacha teaches us, that this Mishpacha and that Mishpacha are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah. Which Mishpachas? The families of the Kehanim and the families of the Levim. Why would you have thought they're potter? They're busy, they have a job to do. Kehanim have to do the Avodah, Levim, Shiram, Uvazimram. So you would have thought that maybe they're potter. That's the Chiddush, that they're obligated. What's the Makar? Amar Rav Yehuda Marab. Kehanim Avodasam, Ulevim Beduchanam. Fi Yisrael B'mamadam. We know what that is from the end of Tainus. Kulam Bevatlan Avodasam. They all have to stop doing their Avodah, Uboin, Lashmoyah, Mikra Megillah, and they have to hear the Megillah. Tanya Namihachi, a Brisa that says the same thing. Kayhanim Avidasam, Ulavim Beduchanam, Fiisra Bimamadam, Kula Mevatlan Avidasan, Ubayan Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. So what does Mishpacha Mishpacha teach us? That the families of the Kayhanim and the families of the Levim, they have an obligation to hear the Megillah as well. Stop doing the Avodah, go listen to the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi. It was from here that the family of Rebbe made the following observation. And they said, must be shemivatlan talmud Torah ubayin l'shmoyah mikra megillah. If the kohanim and the levim stop doing the avodah to go hear the megillah, for sure, if you're listening to bismedrash, you're learning. You stop learning, you close the gemara, and you go hear the megillah. Why? Why is it a for sure? Kav v'chayim me'avodah ma avodah shechamura mevatlinon ma dechavodah, which is so chamur we'mevatel. We stop avodah for the megillah talmud Torah like hoshein. Certainly talmud Torah, which is not as chamur as avodah, for sure you would stop that to go hear the megillah. Says the gemara, v'avodah chamura mitalmud Torah. Is that true? You're making a tremendous assumption in the kav v'chayim. Right? Every time you have a kav v'chayim, you have to set it up. Have a kal and have a chamur. The kal is talmud Torah. The chamur is avodah. Is that true? Avodah is more chamur than Talmud Torah. So Madachim Mevatel Avodah, for sure you Mevatel Talmud Torah Voksev, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. And the context over here is that the Yidden had just crossed the Yarden. They just entered Eretz Yisrael, not with Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather with Yehoshua ben Nun. And they're camping right outside Yericho, because the next day they have a commandment, they have to go and fight against Yericho. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yos Yeshua b'Yericho." Yeshua is in Yericho. It's at night. Vayisa Enev. He lifts his eyes. Vayar, and he sees. Vine Yisha Oimel Lenek. There's a person standing across from him. Vachar Beishlufa Biyada, and he has his sword drawn. Vayelach Yeshua Elav. Yeshua goes to him. Vayoimer Le, and he tells him, Halanu Ata. Are you with us? Im Litzareinu, or are you with the enemy? Vayoimer. So he tells him, Loi, neither. Kani Sartzva Hashem. I am actually a messenger of Hashem, at the bossy, I've come to you now. Vayipal Yeshua upon a as soon as Yeshua Benun hears that, he lies down on the floor, Vayishtachu, and he bows down to him. Vayyimalan, he tells him, Ma Adoni Midabra Alavde, what's this message that you're bearing? What's this message that you've come to tell me? And the truth is, if you go through the psukim, it's not so clear what he wanted from Yeshua Benun. But this Gemara now is going to darshan the rest of the story. It's going to tell us what happened. But first, the Gemara begins with a question. One of the things it says is that Yeshua Benun bowed down to this Malach. How was he able to do it? From Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said, a person's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to his friend at night. If you can't see who you're giving Shalom Aleichem to, you can't see Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe this person is a shade, and if he's a shade, you're not allowed to tell a shade Shalom Aleichem. So what's the Gemara's kasha? It doesn't say Yeshua Ben Nun told this Sar Tzava, this Malach, Shalom Aleichem. It says he bowed down to him. Now, just like you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a shade, you can't bow down to a shade either. So if you can't give Shalom Aleichem to a shade at night, L'chur, you shouldn't be able to bow down to him either. It's a freak to Gemara. How could Yeshua Benun have bowed down? V'heichi Avad Hachi. You can't even say Shalom Aleichem at night. How could you bow down? Amaloi. So says the Gemara, Shani Hasim there was different. Amaloi told him, can he Sar Tzva Hashem? No, because he introduced himself. He said, nice to meet you. I am a Malach. Freak to Gemara. What do you mean he said he's a Malach? V'doma Meshakri. Maybe he was lying. lying. Someone says, Gemara, we have a Messiah like Mafki Shem Shemai Levatol, that a shade has certain parameters that he will not cross. And as a result, if he mentioned Hashem's name, he must be telling the truth. Okay, so what was the message? Amalei, he told him, Emesh betaltim Tamash Shabbein Arbaim. He said, yesterday, meaning a few hours ago, this is at night, you didn't bring the Tamash Shabbein Arbaim. Va'achshav betaltim Talmud Torah. And now you're not learning Torah. And it's for that reason that I've come. Meaning, he came with his sword drawn. He came. He told him, which one are you coming for? Amalei told him, Atabasi. I'm coming now, right? So if I'm coming now, this is the reason that I'm coming. He says the Gemara, Miyad, Yeshua ben Nun heard that. He heard that it wasn't okay, even though they're going to fight a war tomorrow. But still, he shouldn't have been Bavatal Torah. It says, Vayolon Yeshua balayla hu betoicha emek. Now, Miyad sounds like it would be like the next Pasuk. Really, it's not. Rashi, Tosfos, it really didn't happen that night. It happened by the next battle. The next time Yeshua ben Nun fought, it was against Ai during that battle. So it says that he was lon betoicha emek. What does it mean? Amrab Yoichan, amalamet shalom ba'umka shalalacha. What it means is that he harved in learning. But the point is that what do you see from here? Rav Shmuel bar Unya said, Gadol Talmud Torah yoisem akrovas temidim. You see, the Talmud Torah is more chashiv, not just than avoidah, but then even the carbon talmud. Shenema, because the pasuk says, atabasi. What did the Malach tell Yeshua ben Nun? I didn't come yesterday when you mevatel the Talmud Shabbein Abayim. I'm coming now when you mevatel Torah. As if to say, Talmud Torah is more chamur than avoidah. So what's the kasha? How could you tell me that if mevatel and avoidah for a Mikra Megillah, for sure you mevatel Talmud Torah, because avoidah is more chamur than Talmud Torah? You see from the story with Yeshua ben Nun that it's just the opposite. The Malach said, atabasi, that Talmud Torah is more chamur than Talmud. So the Gemara says, a very important teretz, like kasha. It's not a kasha. It's not a stira. Had the rabbi, you have to say there's enough communion between Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, and Talmud Torah, the Yachid. Yeshua ben Nun's Torah was Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. And because it was Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbi was more chashiv even than the carbon of the Rabbi, the carbon tzibur, even than the carbon Talmud. As opposed to a Yachid who's learning by himself, there it's different. The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is more chamor than the Avodah, than the Talmud Torah of a Yachid. But the Gemara says, that's true, the Yachid Kal. Meaning, so you're telling me, just going back to what we said in Amanah, that Mishpacha tells me that the Kehanim and the Levim, they stopped doing the Avodah to go hear the Megillah. And if that's the case, Kavuch a yachid, now we know it's a yachid only, would stop learning Torah in order to go hear the Megillah. So with a yachid kal, isn't that true that a yachid's Torah is kal, that you would be mevatlet for Mikra Megillah, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Noshim b'moyed ma'anois avoloi metapchois. So once upon a time, if somebody died, so at the Levaya, so the women would mourn and eulogize and they would sing and there were different things that they would do b'derech avela. So this Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Ma'akan, and it's discussing these different customs and whether they are okay or not okay to do on Yomim Tovim. So says the Mishnah, Noshim b'moyin, on Cholomoyin, ma'anois. They could be ma'anois, they could eulogize, avoloi metapchois, but they're not let a beat and bang on their chest. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel says, amhoyos muchas lamit, if they're close to the bed, metapchois, they could even be metapchois. Barosh chadosh, on Rosh Chodesh, b'chanaka u'bepurim, and on Chanaka and on Purim, it's more cooler dig, than on Yontif itself. So then, ma'anois u'metapchois, they could be ma'anois, and they could be metapchois, b'zeh b'zeh, avoloi mekainanois. But you can never be mekainanois. So Rashi says, what the difference is between ma'anois and mekainanois. It's a more elaborate type of eulogy, and as a result, that's something that's not okay. I'm Rabbi Bar Huna, this is what we need. Rabbi Bar Huna said, "Ein moyed b'fnei talmid chacham." The laws of not eulogizing a moyed don't apply to a talmid chacham. Kol shkein chanukah purim, and certainly the laws of eulogizing don't apply in chanukah and purim. So it's not clear what the Gemara's kash is, but Tosis explains it very, very gishmak. Says Tosis, "Dibra maskel kol shkein chanukah purim." That means Kol Shekein, we're saying you're allowed to be maspid a Talmud Chacham on Chanukah and on Purim. Now, I forgot to mevatel from Mikra Megillah. If you're going to be maspid a Talmud Chacham on Purim, aren't you going to be mevatel from Mikra Megillah? You see, it's okay. Alma Talmud Torah Chamer in Mikra Megillah. So you see that Talmud Torah is more Chamer than Mikra Megillah, because you're going to be maspid, you're going to have a Levaya on Purim, and if there's going to be a Levaya on Purim, you're going to end up not reading the Megillah. So Bishloima, if Talmud Torah is doicha Mikra Megillah, that's very good. But you're telling me that Mikra Megillah is doicha Talmud Torah. L'chura, how does it stem? Then how are you allowed to give espedim? And this is a yachid. This is only one person. This is not Talmud Torah the rabbim. It's Talmud Torah the yachid. So the Gemara says another chilek. Kovet Torah kamrit. You're talking about kovet atayra? Oh, kovet Torah the yachid chamor. Talmud Torah the yachid chal. Says the Gemara. There's a difference between giving kovet HaTorah to the Torah of a Yachid versus the actual learning of that Yachid. Talmud Torah, the Yachid, is more cooler than the Mikra Megillah. So the Yachid would have to close his Gemara to go hear the Megillah. But when it comes to giving Kavod HaTorah, even to a Yachid, it's more Chomer than Mikra Megillah. So we have two distinctions in this Gemara in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Kavod HaTorah. Number one, there's a difference between Torah the Yachid and a Torah the Rabbim. Number two, there's a difference between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah. Either way, says the Gemara, a little bit of a recap. Amar Rava, Rava said, Pshitali, it's Pasha to me, based on what we just said. Avoidu Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adav. If somebody has two choices, you're a Kayan, for example, you're a Levi, you could do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, or you can go hear the Megillah. Which one should you do? Mikra Megillah Adav. For sure you should go hear the Megillah. Why? How do I know that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. I know it from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. What did Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina say? Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Kehanim, and Levim. They stop doing the Avodah, they go hear the Megillah. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah. What if it's a question of Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah Adav. We just said that. Mid the Samchu Shabbos Rabbi. Rabbi made a Kal V'Chomer. He said, Madach Avodah, certainly Talmud Torah. Now we know that the Kal V'Chomer is only true for Talmud Torah, the Yachid. It also wouldn't be true for Kavod HaTorah. But the point is, Talmud Torah, the Yachid, would be Nitcha when it comes to it facing off with Mikra Megillah. What about Talmud Torah, Umeis Mitzvah? What if there's a choice I can learn? Or I can get involved, I can engage in burying a Meis Mitzvah. So this is a Gemara. Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah is Adif from Talmud Torah. How do I know the Mitzvah? It's a Brayis. Mevatel Talmud Torah. Loitzahas Meis. Ulachnasas Kali. Mevatel Talmud Torah. Loitzahas Meis. To partake in a Levaya. And this is even if it's not a Meis Mitzvah. And for Achnasas Kali. So you see clearly that Meis Mitzvah for sure is more Chomer than Talmud Torah. What about Avoidu Meis Mitzvah? What if there's a question of Avoida Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah is Adif from Avoida. How do I know that? Mivilachoisa. I know from the word Lachoisa. Now that word, Lachoisa, is mentioned by the Nazir. A Nazir, amongst the several prohibitions that he has, is he's not allowed to be metame to a Meis. In fact, he's even more chamer than a Kayin. He's on the level of a Kayin Gadol. A Kayin is allowed to be metame to his Kraven. A Kayin Gadol can't be metame to anybody. And a Nazir is like a Kayin Gadol, he can't be metame to anybody either. So after the Pasuk says that a Nazir can't be metame to anybody, it says that he can't be metame to a sister. Can't, not his father, not his mother, not his brother, not his sister. And the Gemara Darshan's, all those words are extra. Here we're focusing on the Gemara's drasha on the word sister. Why does it say it? Someone's coming to teach me something else. Let me do it in a Nazir. I reach out your holy this, but somebody, again, not a Nazir, is on his way to Shach the carbon pass. The Shamash Mace, and he heard that one of his relatives died. You would think he should go back. Amr Lo Yatama? No. Lo Yatama. You would think that just like this person is not metamal lachoisa, he shouldn't be metamal meis mitzvah. Talmud loymer lachoisa, lachoisu de ein metamal, avu metamal meis mitzvah. He should be metamal to a meis mitzvah. Again, all we need from this gemara is that you see that if it's a question of bringing a carbon pesach or being metamal to meis mitzvah, you're supposed to be metamal to meis mitzvah. So you see that meis mitzvah is doich avoida. This person's on his way to do avoida. What's he on his way to do? Carbon pesach. That's avoida, and even brismila. We know it was Avoida. So he's on his way to do Avoida. That's the mitzvah he's in the process of engaging in. Afalpi ken yemevatel it when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. So we see like this. We see that Mikra Megillah is Doicha Avoida, it's Doicha Talmud Torah. That's the sugya. We see that Meis Mitzvah is also Doicha Talmud Torah and Doicha Avoida. But this was Rav Shailo. Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah. What if it comes to Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah? Which one of those two is going to be Adiv? Mikra Megillah Adiv. Do we say that Mikra Megillah is Adiv Mishum Persume Nisa? Because of Persume Nisa, Iduma Meis Mitzvah Adiv Mishum Kavod Abris. Meaning, in the first two sugyas, the two that won were Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. Mikra Megillah knocked out Avoida, knocked out Talmud Torah. Meis Mitzvah knocked out Megillah, knocked out Avoida, knocked out Talmud Torah. So the two winners that just emerged are Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. So here's the question. What happens if Mikra Megillah faces off against Meis Mitzvah? What's going to be the halacha of this? Rabbi said, I'm not sure. And Rabbi heard Tut Stadim. He said, I could hear Meis Mitzvah Kavod HaBriyos. I could hear Mikra Megillah Persume Nisa. I mean, these are two major concepts in Shas. So what's all this? Is it Persume Nisa or is it Kavod HaBriyos? The Rabbi says, after he asked the question, he was poshted. He said, Meis Mitzvah Adif. I know which one's Adif. It's Meis Mitzvah. The Amar Mar Godol Kavod HaBriyos Shedoicha. He says, you know, I know that because God will cover the brich, that's doicha loisa shebetayra. So you don't find that presume nisa is doicha loisa shebetayra, but you find the cover of brich is doicha loisa shebetayra. So for sure, what's going to win? It's going to be Beis Mitzvah, because Beis Mitzvah is about covered ha brich. Just drop more Gemara. Gufa. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, we started with this and we'll end with this. Krach. V'chol ha-samach lo'yo. A walled city and any city that's next to it. V'chol ha-niri imay. Or a city that could be seen from it. Nidin k'krach. It's treated like a walled city. So not only does a walled city read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar, but even if you could be seen from the walled city or you're near the walled city. The Gemara says, Tana, samach afa b'sheni nir. Nir afa b'sheni samach, right? Rabbi Shua ben Levi is clearly saying, if it's close, even if you can't see it, and if you could see it, even if it's not close. The Gemara says, Bishlam, nir afa b'sheni samach mishkach. I know what it means that you can be seen and you're not close. You're going to Yosef b'reishah, you're on the top of a mountain. So you could see it from far away. Ela samach afa b'sheni nir, heich mishkach. So if it's close by, then how could you not see it? Rabbi Yirmiyah, very it means it's sitting in a nachal somewhere, it's in a valley, and because of the way it's geographically located inside a valley, so it would certainly be possible that you would not be able to see it. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to the Gemara that we had in the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the epic story that the Gemara tells that took place. Vayihi b'yos Yeshua b'richa. Now, there's a lot of classic, well-known raid on this Gemara, but ein beis medrash v'loy chedesh. So the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Nun is camping at Yericho. It's the night before they're going to wage war against Yericho. And Yeshua ben Nun and the Chevra, the Yidden, they weren't learning Torah. And Hashem sent a malach to give toichacha to Yeshua ben Nun. The pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun's in Yericho, vayar v'hinei ish oimid l'negdoi, and he sees that there's a person standing across from him. V'charbei shlufa biyadai, and he has a sword that's drawn. Vayelach Yeshua elav, Yeshua goes to him. Vayomer and he tells him, halonu atam, are you with us or are you with the enemy? Vayomer and he told him, neither. Ani sar tzva Hashem, I am a sar tzva Hashem. Atabasi, I've come now. Yeshua ben Nun bows down and he says, what's this message that you're coming to deliver? And the Gemara told us the rest of the story. The Gemara says that the malach came and he gave toichacha to Yeshua ben Nun. He said, yesterday you mevatel the tamid shel bein arba'im, and now, right now, the Ilum's not learning. So you, number one, you mevatel the avodah, and number two, you mevatel Torah. And that's why I've come to give you Musar. So Yeshua ben Nun says, Al Eze Mehem Basa, which one are you coming for? Amalei told him, Atabasi, I'm coming now. I'm coming for what you did now. Meaning, what are you violating this second? Not the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. It's too late to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. It's because you're not learning now. So I'm coming because of the fact that you're being mevatel Torah. And the Gemara says, you see from here, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yitzma Akravas Tmidim, because why was he coming? He's coming because of the fact that he was mevatel Torah. He's not coming because of the fact that he was makir of the carbon Tamid. It's a little bit unclear, though, how the Torah Shebal Peh, how the Mesorah of Chazal fits in to the pasuk. Meaning, if you look at the exchange that Yeshua ben Nun has with the Malach in the pasuk, it doesn't seem to true up with what the Gemara says is what actually happened. And interestingly enough, Tosfos, right here in the Gemara, struggles with this a little bit. And says Tosfos, what's Pashup Shad? Where do you see that the Malach is giving Teichacha about the fact that they weren't makiv the carbon tamin, and the fact that they're not learning Torah, then Yeshua ben Nun's not sure which one of the two are you coming for, and then the Malach tells him, no, I'm coming because you're mevatel Torah. So Tosfos says, I think the pshat's like this. Says Tosfos, that what did Yeshua ben Nun ask the Malach? Yeshua ben Nun asks the Malach, halonu ata im litzarenu? Pasha, are you with us? Or are you against us? Says Tosfos, you know what he was asking? Halonu ata, did you come because of Talmud Torah? As it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Oi, he said, is the reason you're here is because of the karbanos. Shemeginim aleinu mitzareinu. Halanu ata im litzareinu. This is the question that Yeshua ben Nun posed. Are you coming because of Torah tziva lanu, because of Talmud Torah, im litzareinu, or is it because we mevatel the karbanos that's supposed to be megin al litzareinu? What was the malach's teretz? Vayoyim aloi kanit sar tzva Hashem atabasi. I'm coming for Torah. What does Torah have to do with ata? The chsiv bei va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azayis. He says, I'm coming because of the fact that you are mevatel Torah. Salonu ata im litzareinu. Is it Torah tziva lanu Moshe, or is it karbanos that amogam mitzareinu? And what was the teretz? The teretz was atabasi. It's because of va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azayis. It's your dua that the Panovich Rav asked a very obvious question on this Gemara, and the way Tosfos is mefarish the Gemara, and that is, if the question of Halanu Atam Litzareinu is, Halanu is Torah, and Litzareinu is Avoida, so what should the Malach have said? Not Atobasi, he should have used the word Lanu.
Yeshua Benun says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe or Karbanis Der Amagim Mitzareinu. He told them, V'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZayis. Why are we talking about V'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZayis? It's Tana Yechit and V'hoi Delay B'Sairin. Now it's Me'inyin, Le'inyin, but it's Me'inyin, they're both about Talmud Torah. But if Yeshua Benun used the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, so why would the response have been V'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZayis? So the Panovich Rav said a Dover Nifla. The Panovich Rav said that what the Malach was telling Yeshua Benun, he says, I understand why you're not learning Torah. I understand why right now the Olam is not learning, because you're preparing for battle. Tomorrow's a big day, and everyone's nervous, and everyone's worried. And who can learn Torah at a time like this? Who has the yishuv adas? The Gemara says shmeita bayi tzlusa. You need a certain klarkeit in order to be able to learn Torah. And who has that klarkeit right now? Of course you don't, and that's why you're not learning. And I understand. And by the way, from the standpoint of Torah tziva lanu Moshe my Rasha kilos Yaakov, tasa nishta tzayt for learning. And a chinami, you're 100% right. Maybe you're potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even. But said the Panovich Rav, if you would appreciate Va'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZos, that Torah is Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. Torah is a shira. Torah is music. Torah is a song. Torah is the most geshmaka thing in the world. Then not only would you not feel that you can't learn now, but to the contrary, this is what you would be doing now. You'd be learning. Because if a person is in a matziv of a tzara, lulei sayroscha shashuai ozav adliti ba'anyi, so that's what you were doing. So the Panovich Rav said, the Malach told Yeshua Benun, I can't be teveya you, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. I'm being teveya you, v'ata kisvu lachem es hashir hazos. That's what I'm being teveya. We spoke out this Panovich Rav more than once, but one time that we spoke this out, we shtel tzu, another vart that the Panovich Rav said, it was Mesechtes Erevin. We had just spoken out the epic tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvas Dvar Yeshua from Yeshua Mendel Arenberg when he was on the cast in the train together with the Satmar Rav, and they were engrossed and engaged in the complexities of the laws of Tchumen. A fascinating, fascinating tshuva. So we said over that I heard once from Mary Virabi, Rabbi Shua Bashlita, that he said that the Panovich Rav once said that the Gemara says that Bashah Sheyotze Rabbi Akiva Lahariga, when they took Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva was on death row with Papas Ben Yehuda, and they killed Rabbi Akiva. So it says Zman Kriyashma, it was Man Kriyashma, and Rabbi Akiva started saying Kriyashma, and as he said Kriyashma, they killed Rabbi Akiva, Yotze Nishmase Be'echad, and the Baskel came, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, and we all know the story. But the Gemara says it was Shas Kriyashma, so the Panovich Rav asked, he says, I don't understand. He says, why did the Gemara have to say that it was Man Kriyashma? And if it wasn't Man Kriyashma, every Yid throughout the Dairis always gave up his life saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It would have been more pashit that it wasn't punked as Man Kriyashma, but Rabbi Akiva is about to give up his life, and the way he's giving up his life is by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Panovich Rav said that the pshat is because if it wasn't as Man Kriyashma, Rabbi Akiva would not have gone to the gallows. He wouldn't have gone into the gas chamber saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He would have gone in the middle of a Tosfos. He would have gone in holding the middle of a sugya. He said that's the way he would have gone. Punkta was Man Kriyashma Hoysa, and that's why he went Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But otherwise, Valtege Gangin Va'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZos. That's the way he would have gone. That's another vart from the Panovich Rav. But tell you, just to jump around him, Inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. I once heard from the Lutzke Rav, B'Shem the Lutzke Rav, Reb Zalman Saratskin. So he said that what's the pshat that the Malach came to give Teichacha to Yeshua Benon, right? So he comes to give Teichacha, it's the night before a war, and then they're not learning. So he comes to tell him Va'ata Kisvu L'chem Es Hashir HaZos. So he said, after learning the Gemara, we're informed that the Malach was actually coming to give Teichacha. Right? That's what he was. He was coming to give Teichacha. So he asked, why was the Malach dressed up like a warrior? It says, Vayar, Yeshua Benon looks up, he's holding the sword, Hashem. He came dressed to fight, like a five-star general. L'chura, he should have came like a Rosh Hashiva. Instead of coming with a sword, he should have came with a shtender. And he should have given a clap, and he says, Chtav given a Musa Shmuz. We have to learn Chavis Al-Bavis. We have to learn Ramchal. I don't know. But L'chura, why did he come as a warrior? If he was about Musa, he should have came giving Musa. So the Lutzker up said, the Pshat Zazai. He said that what he was coming to say was, that the Gemara says in Mesechtes, Makis, Daf Yudam and Aleph, says the Gemara, Shir Hamalos, Oimdeis Hoyu Ragleinu B'Sharayich Yerushalayim. Mi Garam L'Ragleinu Sheyamdu B'Milchama. Who was Garam that the Yidden were successful at war? Sharei Yerushalayim Shayu Oiskin B'Tayra. It was the Sharei Yerushalayim that were being Oisik in Tayra.
So the Lutzgerov said that you see from the Gemara Makis Daf Yud Amud Aleph that what gives the Yidden success at war, it's the Torah, it's the Tefillah. Eilav Varecha ve'eilav Asusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Nasker Hishtadlus. But at the same time, we believe and we understand that at the end of the day, mi garam l'raglenu sheyamnu b'mulchama, it's Shari Yerushalayim shayo iskim b'Torah. So the Malach came to Yeshua Benun and the Malach told Yeshua, I'm not being teveyu hilchas Talmud Torah. I can't be today, you Hilchas Talmud Torah. But he said, you're going to fight a war tomorrow. He says, you have to be learning. Because mi garam lanu, what is going to allow you to be successful? It's Shari Yerushalayim, Shaya Iskim B'Torah. So he says, you have to be learning not mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah, mitzad Hilchas Tachsusei Melchama, mitzad the Melchama. And that's why he didn't come dressed like a Rosh Hashiva. He came like a Rebbe. He came like a warrior. He said, Yeshua Benun, you want to win this war? You want to fight? The way you're going to have to fight, this is the way you're going to have to do it. I was thinking that, you know, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, so when the Rambam talks about Sheva Levi, then he fears, oh, it's V'Lei Sheva Levi B'Vat. Because everyone knows the end of the Rambam, when the Rambam says V'Lei Sheva Levi B'Vat. But that's just the Rambam saying who is included in the whole Shulchan Aruch of Sheva Levi. So what's the Shulchan Aruch of Sheva Levi? You have to move back a few sifim in the Rambam. So the Rambam talks about the Levim, and he says that Levi is different, they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes through some of the things that Levi is exempt from. One of the things the Rambam says is that Shevi Levi doesn't fight wars. Shevi Levi doesn't have to fight a war. Number one, I think it's interesting. Sheva Levi, they're potter. There's a Melchemes Mitzvah, everyone's at him fighting. Sheva Levi doesn't have to fight. V'oid, we know there was a Kohen that was the Meshuach Melchama. He was the chief of staff. He was the highest ranking general in the army. He was a Kohen. He came from Sheva Levi. What's Pashim Shah? So I looked in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Derech Amunah. So he has a little bit of an arichas from Rishonim. There's a Mardchai Masechta Skitin. I didn't have a chance to go through it, but there's nice Mar Mekoymus apparently on this kashna. L'chura, it's an obvious question. The Meshuach Melchama is from Sheva Levi. So if the Meshuach Melchama is from Sheva Levi, how does it stem with what the Rambam says that Sheva Levi is the way Archa Melchama? The Rishonim already addressed this question. But the bottom line is, I was thinking, Kubi, it's not the Pshat Sheva Levi's potter from Hilchas Melchama. Avada the Chayiv in the Melchama. But they fight the war in a different way. They're not fighting the wars with guns. They're not fighting the wars with swords. The way they're fighting is mi garam l'raglenu sheyamdu b'mulchama et shari Yerushalayim shayo iskim b'tayra. They're just as chayiv in mulchama as everybody else is chayiv. No p'tor shevel, he's not potter. V'loy archa mulchama. It's a different mahalach. But of course, there's shutfin in the mulchama. And that's what the malach was coming to tell Yeshua Benon. He came v'char v'shlufa b'yade and he says, go learn. Char v'shlufa b'yade, go learn. I mean, that's old school. But he says, that's what you're coming to tell me? If you want me to learn, come with all geschmack. He says, that's what he was doing, because he was trying to say that by you learning, that's the way you're going to be successful in war. That's the proverbial just to end with one last vart. My brother-in-law Yaakov Mel told me that he heard once from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, he said that we know the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imarav doyma l'malach Hashem tzvakos yivakish teirem ipiyo ve'im lav." Al Yavakish Torah Mipiyo. And my Rav Doim El Malach Hashem Tzvakis. If your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzvakis, you should learn Torah from him. If not, don't learn Torah from him. So Reb Shmuel said, he said, who's this Malach that your Rebbe is supposed to be like? Your Rebbe is supposed to be like a Malach? Who could be like a Malach? So he said, you know which Malach the Gemara is referring to? It's referring to the Malach of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeshua Benun was in Yerichai, and the Olam thought they were down, and it wasn't a massive to learn Torah that they're going to fight a war tomorrow. How could they learn? And the Malach came, and the Malach was mechazik them. And the Malach comes, and he tells Yeshua Benun, Atabasi, Fakert, Va'atikisvul Lechemes Hashira Azois. Torah is the most geshmakke thing in the world. You have to appreciate it, Stafke, at a difficult time like this, that you should learn Torah. And he was able to bring out the potential of Yeshua Benun, the Chaverov, at this time where they thought there's no way they're capable. And he brought out an unbelievable, it's such a difficult time you're able to stay. He says, if your Rebbe has a koyach to do that, if the Rav is doima l'malach Hashem tzvakos, he's like the Malach of Sefer Yeshua. He's like the Malach that came and was able to inspire these Yidden to be able to learn Torah at a time where they thought there was no way in the world they would have a koyach to do it. And it was mechazik them the Torah. It was a gedder v'atakisvul l'chemes hashir hazois, like Tosfos says, of lulei seiroscha shashuay. That's the type of Rebbe a person should try to find. A Rebbe that's so sensitive and is a Rebbe that knows how to bring out the best of his Talmidim, no matter what the matzav is.